Yeah, so I'm actually at a Bass Pro Shop in Brandon.
Love that place.
I pulled over there. I thought I would be back in time from Tallahassee. I did not anticipate that the governor would call a special session today. And that's my fault. So my apologies, everyone.
Are you inside the store?
Yes. Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Can his volume be turned up?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Amanda. We have one person signed up for public comment today.
Okay, let's go through the initial items first, and then get to public comment. So the first thing that I would like to say is that this meeting is being recorded both on audio and video, and I believe the second thing on our agenda this meeting is public comment.
Actually, to review and accept the
minutes. Is that correct?
No.
Minutes.
Minutes.
Minutes, you got to review and accept the minutes.
Review the minutes.
Review the minutes, okay.
Yeah.
Like to make motion to accept minutes from last meeting. Do I have a second?
Yes, second. Cindy Spray, second.
Okay, I hear it. Ms. Spray seconds the motion. Is there any opposition? If so, say nay.
Nay.
All in favor, say yay.
Yay.
Okay, wonderful. The minutes are accepted. Now, Ms. Means, I am going to have to lean on you a little bit here. What's next up?
Public comment. Yeah.
Public comment, wonderful.
Yes.
Begin public comment. Public comment, are you 3 minutes? Ms. Means, would you mind setting a timer?
She's on it.
So where's the microphone?
All hanging.
Oh, they're all hanging.
Please state your name, sir.
Yeah,
can you please stand and
state your name
so he can
hear you
over here?
Well, I want
you to stand over here. Yeah, maybe here by the David. For the record, Glenn Jabolina. So, going over agenda, my concern is that on this oversight committee, you're supposed to be reducing these funds and moving them into general funds for our teachers and other curriculums. So I was surprised to see an extra $5 million in there for the STEMs for the arts. So instead of trying to reduce the problem and get things over into the general funds where they should have been to begin with, you're adding more baggage and costs to the millage. So if someone can please explain that analogy to this taxpayer, I might have a different view, but as the 30,000 foot level, I see more funds, another $5 million for this program on the millage. I thought we had the millage down to a science that you only needed so much, and now you're coming in with another $5 million hammer. So it doesn't make any sense to this taxpayer. You haven't moved the needle 1 dollar to 3 degrees to try to move those into general funds the teachers pay. If you showed a little initiative, I might be for the referendum, but under these circumstances, there's no way. You guys have not done your due diligence in trying to move teachers pay into the general fund where it should have been to begin with. So I'm confused about that. So what is it gonna be next year? We're gonna add cheerleading and gym. I mean, if you look at that $5 million, it's makeup class, instruments, it's acting, it's everything but reading and math. I thought that's what we need the money for. If we're at a 51% third grade reading level, you would think we'd want to enhance those programs instead of doing makeup class and arts. So I'm confused on that. I think it's a mistake that you're adding more baggage to the millage, adding another $5 million when the citizens weren't anticipating that. And maybe that's why you kept it at the $1 million. Maybe you knew that all along, that, hey, we better keep it at $1 million because then we can cover all our costs, including the extra baggage we're going to throw into the school district fund. Very disappointed. Very disappointed in the last 3 years. You have not moved $1 from the millage into general revenue where the teacher's pay should come to begin with. So if you want to answer that or follow up on an email or a question, but again, you sucker punched the public. You weren't anticipating another $5 million. You weren't transparent about it. Very disappointed. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm sorry to hear that. Is there any other public commenters?
None.
No.
Thank you. Would anyone like to comment on Mr. Glenn's issue?
Mr. Chairman, Bruce Stamm, I would.
Yes, sir, please.
Okay, thank you. One second, I'll put my document down here. I'm going to refer to an article in the Observer from Thursday, September 16th, regarding the title District Drums Up Art Support. And I'm comparing and contrasting it to the charter document dated August 24th of 2021. And I'm a little concerned or question how the district formed an arts education task force, and I'm quoting directly, which is a committee made up of district personnel and community members. They developed an arts implementation plan that would address needs of art programs in the schools. That's $5 million that is going to be spent. Looking at the charter, the committee has oversight over to ensure proper fiscal stewardship of operating funds. So the question becomes, how did this committee get formed? Why did this committee get formed? And why was the CFOC not informed, to the best of my knowledge, that this even existed? And this program's already, been implemented, or they have six goals here, some of which, in my opinion, based on what I've read here and absent any other information, doesn't fall within the third paragraph of our charter, which says the school board has pledged, quote, that the revenues generated by the additional millage for operational purposes shall be used to increase student achievement through more instructional time and after school tutoring, recruit and retain teachers and staff with competitive salaries, expand career technical education and STEM programs to prepare students for the workforce, and to support charter schools. The money shall only be used for the purposes listed above. And then I read further in the third and last paragraph of this lengthy article that at Braden River High School, they want to hire choreographers, technicians, and musicians to produce a musical each year. Funding from the millage to cover the costs rather than the schools having to fundraise. So given that information and comparing it against the stated pledge of the school board, I have a question as to—
Mr. Stamm?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Stamm, I hate to interrupt you. I would usually not do this, but I will say we are an oversight committee. So whatever is on the ballot, that's not up to us.
Understand that.
From day one, I have asked that we do not use this as a platform. This oversight committee is a platform to advocate for our personal feelings on the issue. Right now, you're looking into the future. That's not our role.
Well, respectfully, Mr.
Bell. And I have the utmost respect for you.
Well,
don't get me wrong, but
These are not my, these are questions because money is being acted, is being talked about to be spent. And the committee, this committee will be asked to, if this referendum were to pass, we'd be looking to, we'd have oversight of that money. It appears that the district has put the cart before the horse in drawing up plans for a committee that we don't have any idea about. So basically, you're asking us to be pro, that they have a, you know, a head start on what they want to do here, and we would be catching up on the oversight. That's the point. That if you're going to,
You bring up a great point.
Yeah, that's my only point. And if the district, you know, if we're not allowed to, if we can't forecast what's happening, the district certainly has forecasted it. And again, I'm referring to the clear language of the oversight committee, and I see a conflict or I see a question when I read this article and having no other information to draw on, whether pro or con. That's my point. It's not my personal opinion. It's the information that is in the press and in the charter, absent any other information, pro or con, from the district. And I think committed to perform oversight is something more than a rubber stamp or a perceived rubber stamp or a perception that all we're going to do is put numbers in column A, B, C, D, and E and say that's okay. I'm looking at the district has, again, formed a committee that we don't know about, and yet we're supposed to have oversight at some point in the future should this referendum pass. That's it in a nutshell. Long-winded nutshell, granted.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Stam. My question to you then is, my question to you is, how would you like to proceed then? Do you have a motion? Do you have, how would you like to proceed?
I'd like to proceed to have the district explain exactly how this committee came to pass, number one. Number two, why we weren't informed about its existence. I think we need to explore at some point whether or not their six goals here fall within the charter or the mission. It's third paragraph of the mission statement dated August 24th of 2021, whether that's appropriate. I don't, you know, just on glancing at this as an individual reading about car artists, technicians, and musicians to hire them with millage money to cover that as opposed to having a school fundraiser, I don't see how that falls within the language of this chart or our mission statement. I don't know how hiring outsiders increase student achievement. I really don't.
Mr. Ballard?
And so that's, I make a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
The motion is that we require the district to produce all documents related to this committee, so we understand to their arts committee, so we understand exactly what they've been up to at this point.
I think you make a great point, Mr. Stam. There are additional questions, and so I'd like to address them. Was that Ms. Barber?
Well, Ms. Harrigan was first, and then
thank you.
After
sorry,
she is.
Okay, all I'm saying, Mr. Stam, is did you ask the district? Have you asked them, or are you just getting the information from the media?
I think, Ms. Harrigan, that it's not that I don't have to be on a search for information. I believe that the district, if they have these committees, need to be forthcoming and transparent in what they do. I shouldn't have to be detective and figure out the motivation or the or any other thing regarding that motivation or their plans. I would have no knowledge of that, and unless I decided to be a full-time investigator of district motivations.
You're taking the word of the press, is what you're taking as gospel. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna hire outside people, they're gonna do this, and that's not gonna help.
They quoted district, did you receive our from
Saturday? No, I did not.
Okay, well they.
I just wondered why you didn't get the verbiage from the horse's mouth, and you're getting it from.
I don't know that it's appropriate that I was going to contact the district curriculum coordinator to ask them if their quotations are accurate.
To make us as a committee go along with what you're saying, it's hard. We haven't seen it. We don't know if it's even true or if it's just the words of the press.
Well, I think we need to find out whether or not our committee
exists. We need to find out before we go forward, I think.
Okay, go ahead, Pat. Mr. Ballard?
Yeah, please.
I'm concerned about discussing what might happen if the new ballot passes when we're supposed to be tracking the money from the last fiscal year. Our charter deals with our charge as it relates to the referendum as it exists now. It does not speak to what will happen if the referendum passes in the future on November 2nd. So our work and the charter that Mr. Stamm is referring to is related to our charge in tracking the referendum money as it was spent, past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Not,
well,
that is how
please.
It is. And that's how it has been for the past 3 years that we have served on this committee. So,
I tend to agree with you, Ms. Barber. And so, you know, on the agenda for next meeting, I've requested a spending plan for how the district anticipates spend the money. I did not think that it would be appropriate to do that in this meeting. I also do think that Mr. Sam brings up a pretty good point. So I agree kind of with you both and with Ms. Harrigan. So I don't really know where.
If I can finish.
What is the motion? What are we looking for? Yes, please.
If I can finish my comment, I do anticipate, as has happened before, that the charter would be amended to fit whatever happens on November 2nd, should it pass or should it not pass. We still have the charge under the current charter for the past expenditures to validate whether or not they were expended properly.
If I may.
I agree 100%. Is that the theory in the cabinet?
Cindy Spray. I'm kind of in line with both of you as well as you, Chair Ballard. The money that we are talking about is dollars that were passed through June of next year. So that's what our charter actually does address. However, when you have press articles out there and you see that, it does imply that the school district is doing something before that they're spending the money before they get it. That's the optics of it. But I do believe that if this millage does pass, they will. This charter's for a year. And they will go back and amend it if the millage passes. However, I would hope that the board would recognize that this money that we're working with on this committee has already been spent up to June of next year, and that's what our goal is, to watch that money there, and that's what we are to do. However, I agree with Mr. Stamm, the optics does look bad that they're putting the cart, and who knows, are they accepting applications for these roles? We don't know that. I would hope that the board would be, or the district would be, transparent of what they're doing about that program, since it is not included in the charter that we're working under right now.
Well, I didn't hear anything in what he said, the article said, about them implementing any plans.
That's what I'm saying.
I heard that's what they hoped to accomplish if the referendum passed. I did see the article. It didn't say that's what they were currently doing. It was what they hoped to accomplish if the referendum passed. That's what I read into the article.
The point being, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, please.
I fully understand the charge of this committee. I fully understand that we have to, with the four corners and the parameters are. Granted, I understand it. And to go otherwise distraction and a deflection from what I was trying to say. What I'm trying to say here is that there's a lack of transparency. When we're going to, if this referendum is passed, who knows what happens? Will we have oversight of this arts money? And yet, the district, and you're asking us to wait until next July to even to begin to look at that money. And I understand the reason why. However, it's troubling to see a lack of transparency, apparently, on the district's part by even implementing or forming this committee that includes.
Understood. Just for clarification, is your main point that the oversight of that money for the arts, that it should fall within the purview of this committee? Is that your overarching point?
Well, obviously it is.
Instead of a separate committee?
No, obviously it's within the purview of this committee because it's part of the referendum. That's on the ballot. The point being that we've had that if you read the article, I've not seen any contradiction in information that they formed a committee without informing the district, formed a committee to spend money, right, without informing this committee that has oversight on it. That's the point, and that's a troubling point.
Okay, we have Mr. Chair Ballard.
Yes, sir. So I'm looking for
school board member of Mary Foreman.
Mr. Ballard, this is Mary Foreman. I just want to address a couple of things.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I have not read the article. The school board had workshops, several workshops, on their anticipated use of the referendum funds should it pass. And there was, I believe, there was a committee. And I'm not even sure it was put together by the district. It might have been put together by Manatee Education Foundation or Manatee Education for the Arts or something, that where they stated what their wish list, okay? And it was produced and is part of the minutes of the board workshop. If this referendum passes and this committee stays in existence, and I would anticipate that it would be appropriate for you at that time to look and say, did the district spend money inappropriately? Because if we don't have authorization for it, we should not be spending it. Did they advertise for these positions? Which, again, if they, without a referendum, we've got no reason to be advertising. So the purpose of this committee right now is to deal with the referendum that passed in 2018. And you're charged with that in your charter. Anything beyond that.
Great point.
Is not appropriate.
Chairman, this is Steve Knight.
Absolutely, and I'm sorry if I interrupt. I'm sorry, please go on.
Okay, this is Steve Knight. I'm the board attorney. I'm attending today.
Yes, please go on, please. I just want to say, Ms. Foreman, yes, I agree with you. That is a great point. I think that should be we shouldn't be looking at things that aren't within our purview. So thank you very much. That's a great point. Mr. Dock.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to sort of make a point of order. I've never been to your committee meeting before. And I'm here, as you know, just to talk about the Sunshine Law later on in the agenda.
Yes, sir.
I would recommend, just to make your meetings run smoother, that a matter such as what you're talking about right now actually be on an agenda, and not just come up.
If I may, sir. What I would like to do is make a motion to table this conversation and then move on to your presentation, if that's okay. But I'll need a second.
I'll second it, because it is something I think that we need to discuss at another meeting.
I think it's a waste of
time. However, I appreciate it.
Okay, out of respect to Mr. Dye's time,
right.
I would like to make sure that we listen and that we have full attention.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay.
Okay.
So Mr. Dye, you have the floor.
Thank you. I wasn't trying to cut in line. I was actually just trying to help, because you know you organically meandered into a topic that got complicated that wasn't on your agenda and deserves to be. And I'm just recommending that if committee members have something that they think is important, they should give it to the chair and have it put on an agenda and get with staff and get any backup that you want to review before the item comes up so everybody knows what we're talking about. I'm not here to give a seminar. I did do a little outline for everybody. Did y'all get this emailed to you at all?
Yes, I've got the long version.
I have the short version.
Oh,
you got this?
Yes.
Okay. Those extra copies.
Yes.
Any questions to to Ms. Foreman to go forward. I just appreciate your time. Thank you. And I think that we should probably just see the baseline about what people can and cannot do.
Yes.
And then, you know, in the front of the Sunshine Manual, how to give those specific situations which may apply, I think would be good. But I would like to turn it over to Ms. Foreman if she has any input.
I actually had a few more things to say.
I'm sending it back to Mr. Dye.
Yeah, if you will.
I'm so sorry.
And then maybe we'll give Ms. Foreman a minute to come up with a question. The first thing and probably the most important thing for a committee is has to do with sunshine. Has to do with the sunshine part of the law. Which the basic premise is, and policy is, all public business takes place in public. So in the good old days, it took place where the sun don't shine. Y'all know where that is. But in Florida, we've got probably the most restrictive sunshine law in the United States, and as well as public records access. And because of that, we have people that move here all the time that even run for office and get in or join committees or whatnot. They're just not aware of that, and it can get tripped up. I think most people, I'm sure you guys know that you're subject to these requirements. And the basic thing, all public business takes place in public, and members of the same board or committee cannot speak casually with each other about public business unless you're in a proper meeting, you know, with notice and the public having the opportunity to attend. That makes it more difficult to do things, but it's not possible. We've been doing it for years. With regard to the documentation part of it, every member of the public has the right to inspect or copy or view any public record. Public record, the definition of it is super broad, and it includes all communication that has to do with your public business. So that would include, texts, messages, and emails, and all the electronic stuff how we communicate these days. And that's where some of the gray area lies in this part of the law. The violation, well, before I move on, with regard to the documentation, the public records aspect of this, well, first of all, anything that's a public record that has to do with the school board or anyone else, all of you are entitled to have copies of it, as well as anybody else. So you can always get copies of any record. Public bodies do not have to create a record for you, though, so they don't have to answer your question. If a record exists, they have to produce it. A lot of people try to say, well, tell me how many things or whatever, and the public body doesn't have
to. And the public.
Go ahead. Sorry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. Who was that? I'm here. Who was that who's requested to be?
Tom Aaron. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Anyway, so consider all records to be public records. If you get requested to produce something individually, I recommend you contact the general counsel, and he will direct you to the officer with the district who will produce the document. So you don't produce it yourself, because we've got to keep a record of all that, and then we comply with the request and a record. The request was made, and then the information was given to the party requesting it. So don't try to just wing it yourself.
Mr. Dye, David Ballard here. If I may, correct me if I'm wrong, but typically, if there is a public request for records, especially as it pertains to email, that IT is actually just going to pull that information from the email. There's not really any action from the members of this committee. Is that correct, or am I wrong?
No, that's correct.
Okay.
And
so my point is that folks don't have to worry about searching through their email to find, you know, say someone public record requests my name or your name, that will be provided by the district, not by the individual member.
That's correct. And you should always communicate with your school board email address. So that there's a record being made at the time that it's made, and the retention requirements can be addressed as well. The golden rule is not to text on your school board related business, because texting is a mess, and there's not good ways to capture it. It's usually mixed in with personal business. So, you know, there was a county commissioner a few years ago that y'all may remember, where the county actually turned their personal computer over to the party that was requesting it, which was full of all their private information, resulted in quite a big lawsuit. And you don't have to do that. So go through the district, and they will produce the documentation. But consider everything you do related to this board to be in public record. So anyway, you can't meet casually. You can be in the same room. You know, you can be at a function, but you just don't discuss your business. So it's you can't conduct business without going through the formalities of a public meeting, which that's usually a question that comes up. You can
Mr. Dye, if I may.
Yeah.
I do request the members of this committee, if they want to put out any information or if they want to ask a question, to go through Ms. Means, just to make sure that we are not violating any of the Sunshine Rules, just to be out in the open. That way everything is public record. So if you do have a question, whether it's for me or another member, please go through Ms. Means. That's all.
Y'all can meet. I mean, you have your own protocols of how you do things. You'll see when, if you go through and read this, you know, you can meet and talk to a staff person. That's not a sunshine thing. There's nuances to it about fact-finding committees versus decision-making committees. I've taken the position that if these board committees create subcommittees, that we should follow the protocols of a public meeting and not try to distinguish whether it's fact-finding or an actual decision or recommendation type committee, because that's a very gray area. You know, technically you could be fact-finding, but you just can't recommend what your facts come up with. And then it just be difficult to control. So the safe harbor is to just always follow the sunshine procedures for having a public meeting. You know, notice and take minutes. Minutes, by the way, there's a little bit in here. Minutes do not have to be verbatim. They're just a record of the actions that were taken and who was at the meeting. Generally, most bodies record their meetings, so you kind of have that as a backup. But you're not required to do verbatim minutes, thank goodness. Most of the stuff, the technical requirements of meetings are done for you by the district, such as how the notice is done and the location and all that. So that's in here and you can read it, but that's really handled by the district for you. Exceptions to the Sunshine Law, you're really not going to fall into those. Those have to do more with the board, you know, dealing with litigation, collective bargaining, risk management, things like that. They can have shade meetings and not meet the sunshine. Until the thing is over, generally, that they're meeting in the shade for it, and it does become public record. So that's really not applying to a committee like yours. public comments. You do not have to provide public comment in a general sense like you do. You can if you want, but you're not required to. All boards are only required to provide public comment on a proposition, which means a pending action. So a general public comment section is not required. And you have the right to manage your public comment, put limitations on the amount of time, how many people, where in your agenda you want it, those kind of things. So you can put the time, manner, whether you're going to do it at all those things, it's up to you. Public used to not have the right to comment even on propositions where that was established a few years ago. All right, sanctions, there is personal liability for violation of this. I want to make sure you've heard that. There's both criminal and civil sanctions. So it's actually a criminal violation to violate this stuff. And parties that bring suits to enforce it are entitled to attorney's fees as well if they are correct, if they win. And you do have people that do that for a living that sue based on this. Generally, anything that's a violation, though, you can correct. And once you think you violated it, the body can go back and do over what they did wrong and take the action again following all the formalities, and that will cure it. So that's usually what corrupt bodies do.
Can I ask a question about that liability?
Yes.
Is it necessary for us to carry insurance for that?
I think it would always be good to have like umbrella insurance in case you get sued by anybody. So I don't know if there's a particular policy that would cover you just because you're on a volunteer.
And we're not D&O, so.
Yeah, right, like an HOA or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd probably be good just to have umbrella insurance. Tied to your automobile insurance. Yeah, car homeowners. And in case you get sued by anybody, that's a good idea. So, what else? We've talked about public records, we've talked about sunshine. Oh, yep, last point I was going to make. It's just the ethics law. You're not going to really, you can read up on that, but as a member of the voluntary committee, I don't think you're going to involved in ethics violations. That really tends to be when you do something that you benefit from financially, or a member of your family does. Like somebody gets hired, or you use their company, or something like that. So I don't see where a voluntary board would fall into that, but you are subject to it. So I thought I'd point that out. Anyway, that's the little overview, you guys. Questions?
You're not on board. I know, but I did have a question.
Go ahead.
I was just curious because I've been on boards also, and I've got conflicting information that just popped in my head about committee members. If you're voting on something, is there can someone just choose to abstain from the vote, or do they have to have a financial interest or some other reason to permit them to abstain?
You cannot abstain. You have to have a reason for not voting and stand.
Just like a school board.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, the rules of being the school board rules, this is a wing of the school board. The committee is a committee of the school board. So I feel you should always just follow the school board rules. So you should vote if something comes up, unless you do have a conflict, and then you state your conflict. There's actually a form you file with the Commission on Ethics that Amanda can provide to you.
Okay.
Any questions?
Can you think of any conflict that might exist for a committee member? I mean, a vote that a committee member might make on this committee? I mean, all we're doing
expenditures.
What Pat was asking was what whether I can think of a potential conflict that could come up on, for a committee member based on like ethics conflict. And I, off the cuff, I can't.
I mean, we're not voting to hire or spend money, or we're just voting on whether or not the money was expended correctly.
Correct.
So that's why I was trying to anticipate what that conflict might be and could not think of one myself.
And I also don't see a lot of personal liability being on this committee other than the Sunshine Law liability that comes with my father. So, and that's just when you're on any public body, you just got to be aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm done.
Chair Ball, Ballard, Chair Ballard, I think in the school district.
David?
Yeah.
David?
Yeah, David, to get back to the agenda, I don't want to get a copy of that.
I'm thinking, hold on.
He David. Hasn't acknowledged you, but so I don't know if he's still there.
Are you there?
David.
And the documents, getting that down was a great benefit to all of us, I think. So I'm going to go back to our agenda to review the CFOC information. I'm not sure what the chair had in mind with that.
Chair Ballard's back on.
Oh, he's back on.
Is he back on?
David?
Mr. Ballard?
Yes, thank you very much. My apologies.
That's all right.
Often could not get back on. So thank you, Ms. Frey, for Vice Chair Frey, just a, for continuing.
What we were trying to do was get back to the agenda on reviewing item A on old business, review of the CFOC information. What did you have? What was that item about? Or who submitted that item? Whatever.
Yeah, so my point on this was mainly, again, for the new members, and again, I'm sorry that I missed the end of Mr. Dodd's presentation. That would have been very valuable information, so thank you, sir, if you're still there. My question for you all is more about your question. Again, I try to pick you all first. Do you have any questions about the role of the committee? And we did touch on this a little bit earlier. Again, that issue is tabled, but we will revisit it. Outside of that, does anyone have any questions?
I would just like to comment, Fletcher, right here. For the new members, did you get the packet? Was able to review the report from last year? And
yes.
Okay, good. I think that's probably what the intent of that agenda item was, that the new members review our data and our report that was presented to the board. So if anybody has any questions about how we come up with those, anything on that?
I was at the board meeting and in our previous committee meeting.
Okay. And then the second thing.
Thank you, Mike Chair. Keep it up. Keep going.
Okay. And second item of old business is outstanding data request. What data was you referring to that we have not gotten, or is there outstanding requests that we need to address now?
Yeah, so when this committee presented our final report to the board, there were still outstanding questions regarding the employment rate and the school letter grades that are in flux. I understand that the school letter grades were not issued last year, so that's not on the district at all. But when it comes to the attrition rate of teachers, that's the outstanding vehicle. For those of you who were on the committee then, do many additional objects of reference that are still outstanding?
I think you're talking about the vacancies. Is that what you're referring to? The number of vacancies and the turnover? Oh, we got the information. I'm sorry?
We got the information.
Yeah, we got the information.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm outstanding, I'm just saying.
Okay. I know you all have lovely voices, but I can't quite track who's talking at what time. So
this is Pat.
I believe that was Ms. Barber and then Ms. Aaron.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Proceed.
So anybody have any questions on outstanding data request then? Okay. If I may, we'll move on to the next agenda item under new business. Chair Ballard, you have item B, annual report review.
Yeah, so this is more of a question for the committee if they wanted to, and it ties in the last agenda item, whether, especially for the new members, whether we would like to go back and walk through what data points this committee anticipates on tracking for the next year. And honestly, this is a question for mainly the new members. How can we help you get up to speed?
Chairman Ballard, this is Donna Fredrickson. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
At our last meeting, we spoke a lot about whether or not we would have subcommittees on this committee. And we came up with some recommendations, and I also see the recommendations in the annual report. But it didn't look like copy of the charter that I got addressed that issue. Do I not have an accurate copy of the charter, or is it something that has not been addressed in the charter?
Is Mr. Doxel there?
No, but he left, but I do have a copy of the charter.
What's the date on that charter?
This charter that I have is August 24, 2021.
Okay.
It does say shall have subcommittees. However, I think at the last meeting we decided not to go forward with subcommittees right yet. I'm not real sure.
I think it's in our minutes.
Yeah, it's in our minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I apologize.
That's all right. It's a learning curve. That's fine.
Recommended the following language: the committee by majority vote may establish subcommittees to divide the workload of the entire committee.
May.
I had several copies and I was.
I am not sure whether the district adopted that recommendation. Is Ms. Borman there?
Yes, I'm here.
Or any other member?
Yes, I'm here. And yes, the charter was amended in August. The copy that Ms. Spray is reading from is the most recent board-approved charter.
And I do say I resent my question.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wonderful. Glad we could get that answered.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Foreman.
Yeah, it's on the last section, page 2 of the charter. There may be subcommittees to divide the workload, and members of the Citizens Financial Oversight Committee will be appointed by the chair of these committees. The Citizens Financial Oversight Committee may establish or dissolve subcommittees by a majority vote of the committee.
Thank you very much. So, as a follow-up to your question, then, I would like to put on the future agenda that we get back to basics, that we assign and volunteer for said subcommittees. What I would like to do is to have Ms. Means reach. I would like to do it not in this meeting, because I feel that that would be more appropriate. Just because, again, we are oversight. We can all volunteer right now, but I think that it makes a lot more sense to do it through official channels of Ms. Means, if that's okay with everyone.
Yes.
Yes.
The Chair Ballard, this is Tom Aaron.
Yes, sir.
What are you requesting that we do through Ms. Means?
Thank you for the clarifying question. What I am asking is if anyone has a special skill or a desire to serve on a subcommittee, or if they feel that they have any special skills as it pertains to this committee, that they please send those messages to Ms. Means, and then I will go through, I will sort, and I will come up with some subcommittees. And then what we'll do is we'll bring it back to the full committee, and if anyone doesn't like where they're at, or if they don't think that their schedule handle it, or if they want to handle more, then we'll go through that process at that time. I'd like a work product to have it in to vote on.
Thank you.
Is my point. No, thank you. That's great.
So we might expect that on the tentative December 1st meeting, you will have at that time assigned committee membership to us. Okay, excellent.
As long as everyone's involved, I will have suggested.
Chair Ballard?
I certainly concur with that suggestion, so we can begin to move forward.
I agree wholeheartedly. Is there any opposition to that plan?
Chair Ballard, not
or
opposition.
Question or comment?
Question.
Can you hear me? This is Donna.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Donna again. Do you foresee that the committees will be the same named committees that you had previously?
Yes, the same three that we've had is now since the initial adoption of the additional millage, unless this committee feels that we don't need them or that we should go about it in another manner, but I have no preference for changing.
Okay. May I request then that, because there are so many new members on the committee, that Ms. Means also send out the names of those committees and the focus of the work of each of those committees?
I think that's a wonderful idea. Ms. Means, did you catch that?
I hear that. I would appreciate some clarification from the chairman as to what you would like for each committee to be responsible for. I don't believe I was present during the last time the subcommittees were established. So if you could provide that would be helpful.
Mr. Ballard, Ms. Means,
I didn't hear a thing.
Ms. Means has asked that you provide that information to her so she can send it out.
I did read it somewhere, but I can't remember where I read it.
I think it's in the report.
There were three committees.
It's in the report.
Yeah, data analytical, communication, and what was the other?
Income deployment.
Income deployment. All right.
Thank you all very much for your patience. I very much appreciate that as I sit in the parking lot.
Did you hear Amanda's request, Mr. Ballard?
Did you get it?
I believe so, but please, I would appreciate a repeat.
That you send to her the committees and their charges so that she can send it out to everybody?
I see it on page 2 of more the annual report. However, a little bit more might be nice.
Expanded?
Yeah.
She needs expanded version of what the role of that member.
Agreed.
Thank you, Chair.
I agree, and I will send out a brief description of the role, and I will send that to Ms. Means, who then will forward it to the rest of the committee members.
Right.
Okay, my board's
Yes. Right, it's on page two of the report.
Also correct.
Yeah, they said they needed a little bit more. They would like a little bit more.
Did you?
Yes, yes, happy to.
And that kind of leads us to item C under the new business, Chair Ballard, standards and rules of the committee reminder. So that will kind of tie into what our role is as a committee and if there are subcommittees that would then tie into that.
Yeah, so Vice Chair Spray, I think that I would like to just touch base on this issue. The first thing that I said when I came into this chairmanship was that just like the school board is not allowed to use any resources per chapter 206, use any resources to advocate for or against an election issue. I would like to reiterate that. That being said, we do have a tabled item per Mr. Stan's motion, so I would like to revisit that at this time, unless anyone else has any other comments about the role of this committee. Hearing no other thoughts, I would like to revisit Mr. Stan's. Mr. Stan, did you have a motion and a second, or was it just a motion?
I thought we were going to put that on a future agenda item so it could be announced.
My thought process. Sorry.
The comment.
Let me say what I said. I tabled it for the moment being. It was the appropriate time to talk about it. So it doesn't need to be addressed. Per Robert's rules, it does need to be addressed.
Oh, because Mr. Dye recommended that we put it on a future agenda so it could be announced as part of the agenda.
And we can make that, if you would like to make that motion, we can certainly do that.
So your motion was to table it to the end of today's meeting? I don't know if it would be to the end.
I'm suggesting bringing it up now.
Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Yes, please, Mr. Stam.
My comments were predicated on public comment that was here, okay? And I don't believe that, believe in transparency and accountability. And I'm not so sure what the hesitation is on the part of any member to continue to push this down the line in terms of discussion. It's an issue that in my opinion, needs to be aired, needs to be discussed. And it's a more general issue than specifically this committee that if you were to believe what's in the Observer, I have no reason to believe that it's not correct. That the district, and Ms. Foreman indicated there have been some workshop committees formed, and I'm unaware of that. All I know is that in this newspaper article, which again has not been contradicted, whether or not people have read it or not is their business, that the district's curriculum instruction specialist for visual and performing arts said an arts education task force, which is a committee made up of district personnel and committee members developed an arts implementation plan that would address the needs of art programs in the schools. That further goes on to address six goals, and then further talks about specific things that they would do should the millage be passed. Additional part of this millage. Now, given that, I understand fully the purview of this committee. It's a distraction and deflection not to discuss the fact that the district evidently formed the committee with goals of spending future millage money, not informing this committee. Now, they could go on, this could be arts committee, could be any other committee, and it's troubling, in my opinion, that the district makes plans on how they would wish money to spend, and they'll come back to us, this committee, after the fact. Why don't we know about it? Go and call them.
Mr. Chair Ballard.
And that, that's.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please, go on. Thank you, Mr. Sands. That was a really good explanation of your point. Thank you for clarifying.
This committee.
I don't know who it was, but someone else asked to speak.
Mrs. Foreman.
This committee serves.
Yes, ma'am.
Is a board committee. It serves at the will of the board. So if the board chose, and I'm not saying that they would, to spend the money on extra electric buses, Ms. Howard, then it would be this committee's responsibility to make sure that it, number one, follows, is it part of the referendum language on the ballot, which of course it would not be. And number two, is it being spent properly? You know, and the fact that there's this committee putting together a wish list, it is on the ballot that arts will be part of it. Okay, so it's not this committee's purpose. You do not have the power to tell the board how to spend the money, is what I'm getting at.
Mr.
So I believe, if I may, I think that Ms. Foreman's point is that the issue is not yet right. Is that correct?
No, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Not yet right.
It's not yet right.
It's not
to delve into how money that which may or may not be there is spent.
Well, I don't
correct.
Think you're ever going to have the time to make that recommendation as to how the money gets spent. That's not.
It's not their job.
It's not their job.
Mrs. Fredrickson.
Oh, got it. So recommendation is rear view, not
that's
front.
Correct.
Got it.
That is correct.
That's a great point.
Mrs. Fredrickson.
Chair Ballard, this is Donna Fredrickson. I think there have been some legitimate points raised and some interesting points raised, but I think maybe the timing is off. I think the public comment was probably this committee was not the best place to address that, number one. And number two, I don't think that this committee has limited time. So I think for us to spend time on this before the referendum has even passed is not a good use of our time.
The issue, Mr. Ballard.
I tend to agree with you personally, Mr. Sam.
The issue,
I believe.
The issue is not the details of what they wanted to spend. The issue of the overarching issue is the fact that this committee even exists and has been drawing up plans, some of which, by reading the article, would encompass or entail spending of money going down the line, and so.
Which I also agree with personally, and that's just me as just a regular member. So what about this, y'all? What if we ask the board, what if we go back to the board and ask for the ability to advise or to rescind this new committee that the Citizens Financial Oversight Committee of the Millage, that we take over that role and put it in their hands, and then they can give us a definite answer or decide not to answer.
I think we ought to vote on Mr. Stamm's.
I'm sorry, one at a time, please.
I'll withdraw the motion, Mr. Ballard. I'll withdraw the motion so that we can continue this discussion.
Okay. And was that Ms. Foreman that was speaking also?
Pat Barber.
That was me asking for a vote on Mr. Stamm's motion, but he withdrew it. Pat Barber.
Yeah, he withdrew it. So there's nothing, unless someone else wants to do something. We're not talking about anything anymore.
Are you making a motion, Mr. Ballard, to allow?
No, sir.
You have to indicate some sort of a desire to ask the board to be more
sure. I'm not making any motions. I'm just trying to thread the needle on addressing the concerns of my committee members.
Can you thread the needle once again for the benefit of the committee?
Sure, happy to. So my thought process is, in response to your motion, that we approach the board and ask them if the Citizens Financial Oversight Committee should be, if our role whether we should be the one advising and approaching an oversight position. I think that's the root of your question. I have, and again, I have no thoughts on this. I'm trying to get to a place where we have a remedy, or at least that we can get to a yes or a no. That's all I'm trying to do here.
That's the essence of my concerns, Mr. Bauer. So I would use that language to make that motion.
Can I have a discussion here with myself and everyone?
Please, yes, okay. And please say your name, just so that
I hear. Okay, it's Susan Herring. If there is a committee, they're allowed to have committees. We have no say in what they spend the money on. We have no, we're not professional enough to tell a STEM what books they need to get or what equipment they need. This is far overreach. They can have their committee, they can make their wishes, and if the arts people think they need new music books or microphones, that's what they're gonna get if that's what they want. It's none of our business to tell them what they want. You know, we can't tell them what to do.
If I may, I don't think that this conversation is even right yet.
No, it's not.
Second of all, I hear you loud and clear, and think that it should be issue that has been decided on as a full committee, whether we want to approach that. You make great points. But I think that this week, right now, the last meeting before the election actually happens, I don't think it's quite right yet. I think that as oversight, not advisory, but oversight, that we address, that then we can address that at the December meeting, I think would be a more appropriate time to do so. And please, anyway, give me negative feedback, give me positive feedback, please. That's what I'm asking for.
Yeah, this is Mr. Aaron's chair. Well, I agree with your terminology that it's not right yet. I think that the school district should be forward thinking into the kinds of things that they might spend money on. And I don't think we have in our charter policy making or oversight into those policies. And I also agree with the other committee member that we're not the people to know professionally what STEM and arts avenues should go. I do think that given that we have this new area to consider in oversight, that we delve into what the metrics should be that we would be looking at to see if there was success in the expenditure of whatever monies might be due at that particular point.
Certainly. Thank you very much for explaining that point. I would also note that on the agenda of this meeting that I am requesting a line by line, an item by item expenditure report on how they anticipate spending money, on how the district does, so that as they spend, that we can do real time oversight. So I would also note that.
Right.
Is there a motion, Mr. Stanton?
I'll wait till
then. If not, then we're going to move on.
Move on, yeah.
Please repeat.
Move on.
Okay. Thank you all very much for your thoughtful discussion. I have the utmost respect for all of you. So I'm gonna hand it to Ms. Bray to go on.
To the agenda, I just wanted to add into that to say that anybody that has an issue that they would like to have on the agenda, to please email Ms. Means, and she will reach out to the chair and see what information that they can get for that agenda item so we can be prepared. It will be attached to our agenda and we'll be able to review it prior to the meeting. So I will say that. And then the next two on the agenda is administrative matters. Item A, the next date of the meeting is December 1st, and that's a tentative date. Is that still a tentative thing? Chair Ballard?
Ms. Means, how are we looking?
Yes, that's usually discussed during the board's reorganization, which is November 16th.
We will know at after the board's reorganization meeting on November 16th, Ms. Means said.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I definitely didn't hear. So are we able to schedule that date tentatively?
Yes.
Yes, tentative.
It is scheduled tentatively.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Does that work with everyone, or is that a bad date?
Mr. Chairman, Bruce Stamm, I'm unavailable that day. I'll be out of town.
You can always call in.
Everybody, this is okay, maybe we should just schedule it and then see what happens with the board.
It's a tentative, so things come up just like the last meeting.
Yeah.
An agenda item wasn't requested soon enough, so we couldn't publish it. So we're going to change this date as well.
Once the board reorganizes, the date may change.
Right.
Yeah.
So just watch your email.
Yeah.
That's what I would recommend. And then again, item B on the same matter is any agenda items, once again, if you have something, especially new members, if there's something you want to know about, request it. We'll get whatever information, past or even future items, such as Mr. Stamps on the arts program. So, but I do want to also mention, I appreciate you bringing that information in to the committee. And again, I would, that's something that can be addressed to the board directly and then brought to our committee after the election day. So I do want to add, and I appreciate you bringing that to everybody's attention. Okay, next on agenda is discussion for FY 2022 anticipated commitments. I don't know where that's going to go until the election.
We still have to look at the last fiscal year.
Right. Well, I will say again that this committee, after the vote, we still have monies to watch until it's done. So I don't know about Chair Ballard, but we still have a job to do to watch the rest of this millage until it expires, and or continue if it's voted in.
I think that, I don't know if Mr. Ballard's still there, I think that his plan on asking the district for their anticipated commitments will go a long way.
Yes.
It will give us some benchmarks, and we'll need to watch to track that, and then also as other things come up, after they provide that, to ask the relevant questions. That would go a long way, in my opinion, or at least for myself, to understand what they're planning, as opposed to seeing information in other formats. You know, I'm surprised that, you know, the Observer gets a lot of distribution. I'm kind of surprised that apparently the majority of people don't read it or didn't see the articles, which I refer to since it's online and in press. So
I live on the wrong side of town.
What's that?
East Side Paper. It's the East Side Paper.
Or one book key. Yeah.
Oh, there's all sorts of editions, last I've checked.
Yeah. Is there any other members have any comments or suggestions for the next meeting or closing arguments, am I saying? Chair Ballard, you have, why do I keep saying that? Ballard, Chair Ballard, need to put his name by the phone.
Are you here? He dropped off the call.
He dropped off? Okay, that's fine. And again, I want to thank, you know, as Vice Chair, I want to thank everybody for their participation. It is a volunteer job, you know, it's the gas and the time and everything that you do to serve your community is greatly appreciated, on my view anyway, and I'm sure it is for the district. I would urge you all to stay in tune with the school board meetings, look at their agendas, see where the monies are going, because it all ties back to us in some way, form. shape or form, whether it's from, you know, especially the village, you know, some of that goes into buying equipment for STEM. So when they're talking about capital thing, it might be you need a little STEM. So I would urge you to, you know, go to the board meetings, watch them, whatever. You know, a lot of times I don't go, I watch because I've already did another one. So I appreciate everything you do and stay on it. Chair is gone. I'll adjourn the meeting at 3:25 p.m.
That's really good.
Thank you, everybody.
Good job.
Okay. Yeah.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your visit.